Good evening. I'm Rachel Grossman. Joining me this evening are Bellingham mayoral candidates Haynes Fay and Tim Douglas. Haynes, the job of mayor of Bellingham is certainly a difficult task, and there are several issues that are facing the future of Bellingham that are going to be rough spots. Can you tell us what uniquely qualifies you for that job?
I don't think I have any qualifications that would be considered unique. Rachel, I've been asked that question justifiably many times during the campaign. I learned what I know about city government at City Hall. I have no university degrees or anything like that, and I have no special training. I'm not sure if it's possible to go to school and learn how to be a mayor, that type of thing. You know, I say that a bit facetiously, but no, I have no special training other than I have been on the city council 8 years, and I have been council president 4 times, and he does fill in for the mayor in ceremonial responsibilities and occasionally in an official capacity. But I might say, if I have learned to be a mayor, I learned it as a city councilman.
Okay, Tim, how about you? Do you think that you have some unique qualifications that will make being the mayor of Bellingham easier?
Well, I think it's the combination of background experiences. I've been on the city council for 4 years, and those have been 4 really tough years. The economy has been particularly tight during that time, and I think we've had to face up to some especially difficult issues. So it certainly has been a time to learn very fast about the city, those things I didn't know before coming onto the council. I've been very active in the community all the time that we've been here since 1967. But in addition to being on the city council, of course, the administrative experience I've had over the last 15 years, I think, has given me some solid background to handle personnel matters, budgets, and the kind of organizational questions that always come up in something as large as a city like Bellingham, city government.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk about downtown Bellingham. Tim, how do you feel about the 55,000 square foot limitation, the rule that the Bellingham commissioners have been discussing, and it looks like now will be bounced back to the city council? Both of you will have an opportunity to discuss it further. How do you feel about that at this point?
Well, the 55,000 square foot limitation, I think, was really designed to buy some time, badly needed time, frankly, for downtown Bellingham to really pull itself up by its bootstraps. And I think what we see there now is certainly different than was there a year or two ago. Not only different through the local improvement district and the improved sidewalks and general appearance downtown, but also the money that private property owners are investing to fix up their storefronts and to make improvements, and we're beginning to see that all along. So I think that the time that has been bought by having that limit on has been used very constructively. Obviously now we face a situation where I think it would be very detrimental to the future of this community if we were to lose the retailing core of this market area, which goes south of us down into Skagit County, by allowing it to escape to another place. And I think that's what faces us right now. Very important to the future of this community that we retain major retailing here. It's an important part. The sales tax are a very important part of the tax base that provide such basic services as police and fire and many of the other programs. And if we lose that, it would be really harmful to the community. So I believe that at this point in time, it would be better for us to remove those two issues so that we have the broadest range of options available as retailers begin to take a second look at Bellingham with the possibility of expansion.
Haynes, what are your thoughts on Proposition 1 and the 55,000 square foot limitation?
I would like to go even further, Rachel. The 55 limit is woven into the goals. So if you're going to amend the plan to get rid of it, you've got to take it out of some other places in the plan too to really accomplish freedom in the community to build retail outlets of a large size just about anywhere. And there are lots of other restrictions in the plan commercial or in some cases like the Kmart area, the development contract district regulations. So even if 55 is taken out and the goals are amended so that it doesn't appear to be that negative signal, even if that happens, there still are lots of controls over developers coming in here and building big stores and centers, so whether it be a regional center or whether it goes downtown or elsewhere. Taking 55 off would be a good first step, and I agree with that. But I don't think that'll do it all by itself, because if they leave the goals worded the way they are, it's not going to allow like a regional mall to spring up someplace without a lot more amending, in my opinion.
Tim, something that's been sort of a center of controversy over the past couple of years with the Hertz administration has been the annexation of Wilder Farm property owned by the Trillium Corporation. How would you feel about such a move within your administration?
I think certainly we have to be open to those who might approach the city requesting annexation. The critical thing here is to look carefully at what the costs are to the city of annexing any area, whether it's Wilder Farm or any other. For example, if we're unable to extend fire and police protection to an area that is proposing annexation or seeking annexation, if we can't afford to do that in a reasonable length of time, then we ought to be real careful about the annexation. In any area around the city that's seeking annexation, we have to very carefully review all of those kinds of costs. But I don't see any particular reason why the city of Bellingham should refuse annexation of that area. I really think it depends on what they come forward with, and what their expectations are, what they hope will happen on that property, and what it would demand of the rest of the city, because there certainly are costs involved.
Haynes, if a regional shopping mall were to come to Whatcom County, would you feel that it would be crucial that it be located in Bellingham?
I have not expressed any preference for where it should go. In a broad general way, I would say that the developers know the good places and would seek them. Kind of seconding, in a way, what Tim said. He didn't see any reason why we shouldn't cooperate and help wherever possible. And I would like to say that that's been my response to the question, what would you do to encourage retail development? Extend utilities, help with the different amenities that are traditional municipality responsibilities. Streets, sewers, lights, police and fire protection, things like that. So if the decision is made that the mall or the retail development is to be encouraged, that's the way the city can do the right things to help.
Ideally, Tim, if you could have your way about anything as the mayor of Bellingham, how would you like to see the city grow?
Well, I'm confident that Bellingham has a bright future ahead, and it's one that will allow for a very moderate kind of growth pattern. I don't think that we're in a geographical situation where we're just going to be swallowed up by development. And I think that gives us some opportunities to very deliberately and carefully seek the kinds of businesses and enterprises that we think will particularly suit this area. I would very much like to see a more coordinated effort to work closely between the city, the county, the port, the Chamber of Commerce, and all other interested parties in putting together a strategy for the future of this community that offers some opportunity to people so that there is some hope. There are people in this community who are very discouraged about the future. There are people who have not been able to find or maintain their jobs, or there are people who have children that are coming of job age that will probably have to leave the community. And I don't think that we can just suddenly overnight solve all of that. But I think we can be much more deliberate in that direction, and I'd like to be a part of that as mayor.
Haynes, are you also optimistic about the future of this city?
Certainly optimistic, Rachel, about the possibilities. I don't think anything's going to happen just out of the blue, fortunately, all by itself. I think the pulling together is essential, and that the mayor who is going to be elected here on November the 8th is going to have a real responsibility to be part of creating the favorable atmosphere for prosperity. Now, that is not necessarily synonymous with growth, or at least not with rapid growth. They said in the SRI report that our attitude of many of our residents, you know, is not conducive to growth. Well, maybe what really that should be translated into is our attitude is not really one that encourages the kind of industry or retail business that brings in a lot of other people with it and contributes to crime rate or overcrowding or traffic problems or pollution, all the things that threaten our way of life around here. So I think as mayor, I'd like to help guard the quality of life. Political rhetoric, perhaps, but you know, let's keep things really nice around our community, and at the same time, work like the dickens to develop prosperity and improve, get more jobs, great. You know, people out of work, get them to work. People who have jobs, make them feel completely secure.
My special guests this evening have been Bellingham mayoral candidates Tim Douglas and Haynes Fay. I'd like to thank you both for joining me this evening. I know you're both running on very busy schedules and tight schedules, and I appreciate your taking the time to come out and chat with us this evening. Remember, the election is November 8th. We hope we've given you some insight into the candidates and will help make your decision clear. For KBFW, I'm Rachel Grossman.
Country with a personal touch. KBFW, Bellingham, Ferndale.
Good evening, this is Brian Rock with the 6 o'clock report. All military objectives are reported secured on the island of Grenada tonight, but mortar and machine gun fire continued through last night.